You are welcome back to the studio of the Beth Israel Ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I have explained in depth to you that you must be careful how you judge words, because it is only in the usage that you understand the word. It's not to go and check a dictionary of language and then you saw an English word, you now go to the Greek. It means kukuku, and the explanation in Greek, what it meant. No, that's not it. It is when you start speaking that you will now know where the word fits in the speech. Amen?
Amen.
So like I told you yesterday, in Hausa, Kazo, Kazo is K-A-Z-O, Abi, Z-O. Now, it is just one word, but it can be used as Kazo, which is to say come. Or it can be used as Kazo, which is to say have you come, or used as Kazo, which means you will come. See, so if I write a book and I use Kazo, how to know which one I meant? You look at the context of the writing, the things surrounding the writing. That makes you know this Kazo is question one. That's why we have these various things that help speeches. Amen. Punctuation marks, which is question mark. If you see the question mark there, it helps you to know which one there. But sometimes in some writings, these punctuations don't really come. But you can use your sense to know that he couldn't have been asking questions when he was talking about your coming. All right?
Yes, sir.
If you say Kazo Gobe, Zakazogobe, and there is no punctuation mark, nothing, you should be able to know the one that is question and the one that is a statement.
Yes, sir.
So repent in these three cases was not the same, because the discussing was not the same, the issues were not the same, the matter didn't be, so it wasn't talking about the character and the nature of God. That will lead me to also say something we did not shoot here, but it's one of the things that Abel Damina said. He said God does not live in heaven, which we will deal, we will bring the video and show it. God doesn't live in heaven, and he said he's going to prove it. And he said why? He said let's go to Genesis chapter 1. So go to Genesis chapter 1. We will follow Abel Damina. We will follow and see how, where he will lead us to. Look at Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And he says, stop there. Where was God before heaven and earth was created? Wherever God was, that is where he is. For the Bible says, God changeth not. So he reached a conclusion of the word, I am the Lord thy God, I changeth not. So meaning that, because he changed not, then wherever he was, that is where he is. So he couldn't have lived in heaven. But the same Abel Damina says that all along, God has been trying to live in man. Where was man? Where was God when he created man? Was he in man? So if God changed not, how is it that God now lives in man? Since he could not move from where he was to live in heaven, but he moved from where he was to live inside man. So when it comes to living in man, God can change. When it comes to living in heaven, God changeth not. And people are clapping for him. Now, they changeth not. Is it location wise? or character wise? That's what we need to know. Is it location wise or character wise? Because already you have told us that God was somewhere before he created heaven and earth. And then when he created the earth, he now began to create man in the earth. Where was he before he created man? He was not on earth. He was not in heaven. He was somewhere else. And you say because he was there, he cannot enter heaven, for he does not change. But suddenly, God now changed location from heaven into man. And he still changed not. Has he not shot himself on the foot? Has he not countered himself? The fact that God left wherever he is and is living in us, it means God changed location.
Yes,
he said, they made house for God. The first house was Jacob. And God came and looked at it. I can't live here. Moses made. He looked at, I can't live here. He said he wants to live in man. So Jesus came and built a house, became his house. And then he lived in Jesus. And Jesus said, tear down this temple. In 3 days, I will build it up. And they killed him. So in 3 days, he rose from the dead. So God dwells in man. But God never was dwelling in man before. You can argue that, yes, God was dwelling in Jesus forever, in eternity. But was he dwelling in you and I? How come he's now, through Christ, dwelling in all of us? Even Jesus was with God in that place that they changed not. So how come he changed location to come and dwell in us? If that was character, the personality of God, or location that he doesn't change, if it was location-wise, then it means he cannot change. But that thing had nothing to do with location, where God is located or not located. Do you change because you entered your new house? It's not the same you that entered the house. Amen? So if I say, if somebody come and tell me, Mr. Ishaya is the one living in the house, I say, no, you are lying. I can prove it to you. I and Ishaya were neighbor in that place. And Ishaya changed not. He is still there. Wherever I knew Ishaya, that is where he is. Say, yes, he was there, but he built a new house. He has moved from there to here. He said, no, you can't deceive me. Ishaya changed not. Yet, Ishaya changed not. So, because of that, he should not enter his new house. You see, a useless argument. The argument holds no water. Kondo, kondo, kondole. Basket, it does not hold water. Only native doctor's basket hold water. Abel Damina is a native doctor. If your own basket hold water, you'll be a native doctor. Have you ever seen an ordinary man's basket used to fetch water? It's only when you go to medicine man, that is when he will show you his powers, one of his powers. After showing you Abi the Shaker, he will now tell you Supreme Lamande. And then he will now say Gandu Gagandusa. Then finally, the basket that he will use to fetch water is what we call, what is that one? Eh? That is the one that we call Bahush, Ndaboski Bahush. The one that holds water. You carry basket, put inside water and fetch water. Only in the shrine, in the native doctor's house, you see those kind of things. This kind of argument is baseless and useless. It has no merit and no basis, no reason, except somebody that wants to amplify himself in the eyes of the world as an intelligent person. That is why I tell you that Abel Damina's problem is his doctor. Yes, because he is a doctor of theology. That means he theologizes. If he doesn't tarry with his brain, I will not accept it. So he quickly takes the word "changeth not" to be that God doesn't change location. Whereas "changeth not" in the usage, as it is used in the book of Malachi. Let us look at the book of Malachi. Hallelujah. In the book of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, in chapter number 3, verse 6, I am the Lord, I change not. Now, look at semicolon. He's about to also give you a little insight. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. This means character-wise, loyalty. He said, if I change my loyalty to you, I will have chosen another people and killed you. He said, my loyalty is towards you, even though you people don't deserve it. You've done so much, I should even trash you guys and look for someone else. But because character-wise, loyalty lies with you. I have no character of being disloyal. So I change not. That is why you are not consumed. So this statement is what Abel Damina takes out of context and drags it here and put it in Genesis chapter 1 to hold a position that is totally meaningless and useless. Of what profit is it to you that God does not live in heaven? Of what benefit is it to you that God does not dwell in heaven? Except you want to play, show that you have this intellect. If not, everything that you is taught has to have a benefit. What is the benefit of God not living in heaven to us? What is the benefit? He said that heaven was made for Jesus, who is the man that is in heaven. And God lives in Jesus, yet God doesn't live in heaven. And Jesus is God. Where's this argument coming from? Where's Jesus is the man that God made heaven for. And Jesus is living in heaven, but God doesn't live in heaven. But Jesus is God, and God is in Jesus, and Jesus is in God, but God doesn't live in heaven. So if Jesus is the temple of God, then it means wherever Jesus is, that is where God is. How come God doesn't live in heaven? Where is this? I mean, does it make sense? Except that you want to jumble. It's like jumbling the, you know, that kind of questions you ask people to jumble their brain to see if they are. Where is the wisdom now in saying God does not live in heaven? In other words, the prayer, our Father who art in heaven, is not Jesus that said it. For God doesn't live in heaven. That is what it means. It means you are telling us that that prayer was not Jesus that gave the disciples, our Father who art in heaven. And Jesus would have said, our Father who art in me. Do you know something? Because if Jesus is not the one that said it, you are saying that the entire prayer is fake. Because you cannot select that prayer. If Jesus is not the one that said, our Father who art in heaven, then Jesus is not the one that said, hallowed be your name. Jesus is not the one that said, thy kingdom come. Jesus is not the one that said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For if you take that one out, it means the rest were not spoken by Jesus. So we will ask you now, that Jesus didn't say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, what are you doing? That preaching you are preaching is not the will of God. That's what it means. Praise the Lord. So a God built heaven and said, let me park from wherever I was and stay in heaven. And then you come and tell the God, no, you change not. You cannot change location. Stay where you were. Then that son God now created man. I said, let me back from where I am and live in man. And you say, yes, come and live in us. You didn't tell him, you changed not. This statement in Malachi has nothing to do with location, but with character of God, of not being disloyal. Not that he changed. Because when you look at the vision of Ezekiel, the man that is seated on the throne, whether it is Christ that was seated on the throne, because Christ represented God from the beginning, like I told you yesterday, he was the Word of God. He's still the Word of God. He's the Waziri of God. So anything God will do, he did it by Christ. All right? Now, meaning Christ is in the bloodline of God, a family of God. He is in God and God is in him. Now, whether it is Christ that Ezekiel saw sitting on the throne, where the angels are saying, holy, holy, holy is Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. All those holy, 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 holy that they are saying. That they are saying all those things. The person seated on the throne is who they were praising. Now, the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel that the throne had the wheels, and the wheels were able to go anywhere that the spirit that is seated on the throne wishes that the wheels should go. Is that not location that is doing changing? And then the Bible says in the book of Daniel that, and God, the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. The thrones came from heaven to the ground, and the Ancient of Days did sit. Is that not change of location? Do you understand? Sometimes you listen to Abel Damina and you're like, to what end is this teaching? What are you? Because everything should be towards an end. There's something you want to achieve. There's something you want to, and that thing should be good for the people. That thing should not create doubts in the people. That thing is supposed to be for the benefit of those who are listening. Of what benefit is it that we should know that there is a heaven and God doesn't live there? Who lives there? You say Christ. Who is Christ? The embodiment of God. Now, how come that God doesn't live in the heaven where Jesus lives? Amen. Then one man, Apostle Joseph Suleiman, now woke up after quarreling Abel Damina. And Abel Damina continued in his madness. Then Apostle Suleiman now said, God does not live in heaven. That heaven is God's office. So God comes from where he stays to heaven to walk. I say, oh. First of all, do you know who God is? You see, do you know what the problem with people like Apostle Joseph Suleiman and the other people is? Like, they don't have an argument against what Abel is saying. So they are like, before this thing now turns to be true and the church now turns to embrace it, let's begin to step into it also in a different way. So that if it now becomes the norm, we will now say, we said it. Brother, Apostle Suleiman, you are Abel Damina's friend. He preached in your church, you preached in his church. Before, when both of you were good guys, now you are quarreling. Please, sir, go and sit down and listen to Abel. If you want to believe that thing that you just say, then Abel is your teacher. The person that says something first is the one that has the patent. Shut up and go and sit down under Abel. He's your teacher. Stop making noise. He's a doctor, you are a professor, but shut up and go and listen to him. Amen. Amen. Because how will you talk about God staying somewhere and then coming to heaven to do business? Then he goes to another place. Where is this place that he comes from to do business? Let us look at it in the beginning, because this will lead us to another series of teaching. which I will be showing some videos of Abel Damina and trying to correct some of those things. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. I have told you that that does not in any way mean that God does not live in heaven. Who did he create heaven for? For himself. Whether he lives there as Jesus, it is still himself. Do you understand? Short of Abel saying it, Abel is reducing Jesus to be a man that was created thousands of years later in the womb of Mary, who never existed with God, but was God who incarnated through Mary into the world. But what John, the apostle of Jesus, told us is that there are three in heaven that bear witness. Eternally, they've been there together. Jesus is not a new man that has just made it into the Godhead, where because he has won the battle, he has risen from the dead, so he retained his body. And now that is when he now joined the Godhead. So there were one God, but now there are two. And now the Holy Ghost is the third person. I don't understand how you want to explain this without accepting that these are three in one. So it doesn't in any way mean that God does not live in heaven, because he created heaven and he was somewhere. Every one of us know that when you want to build a house, you can't be inside the house and build it. If heaven and God, see, if the dwelling place of God and God existed at the same time, then it means it is not God who created his dwelling place. Do you understand what I'm saying? That means there is something that God didn't make. There's a location God didn't make. So how come he's there? Then he is not totally the creator of all things. Because if you mean that God has a place he lived in, and it wasn't created by him to live in, he had a place he lived in before, then it means he lived in that place, and the place was not made by him, and he was just living there. So that place is not his own. We must look for the owner of it. But if God created everything, then it means even where he dwelt, he created it for himself. You are building somebody's house. Someone, you are the engineer. I gave you money to build the house. Will you go and live in the house? It's not my house. So you now tell me, sir, you were living in Rafi. You can't move from there. You are a man. You change not. Unless you change to a woman, then you can move. You are a man. You are still a man. You change not. So you cannot leave Rayfield and go and live in Bukuru. He said, but I gave you money to build a house. He said, yes, sir. But where I knew you was Rayfield. And since you are a man, remain in Rayfield. So who are the people living in Bukuru? Animals. Baseless, worthless, useless, nonsense, stupid argument. And come and see the kind of shout that they were shouting when he was talking this rubbish. I love Pastor Damina. He's my pastor. You please listen to this. When you listen to this, you must fall in love with Pastor Damina. You just brought up an argument that means nothing. Nothing. An argument that means nothing. Jesus said, I came down from heaven. Now, if Jesus is the one living in heaven, and God lives in Christ, and Christ lives in God, then who is living in heaven? So what is this argument for? You say it is God that became Jesus, trapped in human. And you say Jesus is the one living in heaven, but it is not God. For God dwells in a light where nobody can approach and who can ever approach. Sir, are you listening to yourself? That God is, you say that there are no three gods in the Godhead. There's one man, one God who became a man. And you say it is that man that lives in heaven. And it is not God that lives in heaven. Where you they go? Teacher, don't teach me nonsense. Because if you teach me nonsense, I no go giri for you. Nonsense. Rubbish. And some people are clapping for nonsense. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So you need to understand that you will know when the Spirit of God is not talking to a man, because so much of flesh and pride and arrogance, and the whatever is being said is not said towards presenting anything that makes light, but it's said towards this disparaging things that people have been saying before. It's like saying something is wrong, then they say, yes sir. You say, why is there something wrong? Because I'm a professor. If I say something is wrong, it is wrong. Is that sensible?
No, sir.
If I say something is wrong, and they say, okay, sir, something is wrong, what then is the right thing? And you say, this is what is wrong, and this is what is right. Then people see the right. Amen? People now see the right and say, okay, we now see the right things that we ought to know.